Dealing with negative comments, promoting your podcast, and a spam-free message board on episode number 113, the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Hello and welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I am Dave Jackson, your personal podcast coach. Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to contact me, it's simple. Just send me an email to dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. If you want to call it in, we have a toll-free number courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. And everything we talk about today, you can find at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Well, what are we talking about today, Dave? Well, we're talking about surveys. And what do you do with bad publicity or bad comments? I know a lot of us are like, man, I can't even get any kind of comments, but I just happened to go over to PodTrac, which is a company where you can have a survey put on your website and hopefully they'll find you a sponsor, things like that. And you can go through like the demographics and the shopping and the business and the behavior and things like that. So I just clicked on demographics. Here we go. Most of my audience is between the age of 35 and 44, and big surprise, 86% of you guys are male. Let me see if we go. Their businesses have over 1,000 employees, is the majority. Most of you are in the government military defense. Would not have guessed that. You're a non-management employee. And you're in business development and strategy. Let's see what you guys do for what's behavior. You subscribe to the RSS feed. 79% said yes. How many episodes of this podcast have you listened to? Six or more was 64%. Thank you very much for that, by the way. I always listen and watch a new episode, 72%. I sometimes listen and watch a new episode, that's 24%. About how much of the podcast do you generally listen to? 72%, I always listen and watch to the entire episode. How many times do you listen or watch to an episode? 72% said one time is enough for me. And then how do you most often listen to your podcast? On my MP3, iPod, or other portable player? 62%. So you guys are portable dudes. And the next over that was on my computer, 29%, 5% on my cell phone, and 5% was on an other. But there's a section there that says likes and dislikes. So likes is the fun section. You go over and you go, wow, excellent advice, tons of useful information. It's about podcasting. The content is great. The content and the information is perfect for me starting up my own podcast. I learn from it. It's quick, to the point, and informative. The fresh new ideas come out regularly, remember that one. A professional manner providing useful tips, remember that one. Gives you good insight about how to podcast. All right, so those were the likes. Now you go over to the dislikes. This page is painful. The free version versus the pay version is a negative. Yeah, you gotta love doing a live show. You could try cutting the bit out where your rude email notifier got into the recording. I have no idea what this person is talking about. This is back in August of 2006. This is the one that I scratched my head on. Uneven release schedule. I've put out a show every week since pretty much day one. Not much to mention. The content of the website doesn't match the podcast. So my only thought there is they went to schoolpodcasting.com when they should have gone to shownotes.schoolpodcasting.com. Sometimes the delivery is slow and boring. Again, the other person said I was professional. Where's the other one? Sometimes a little too casual. Sounds not really well prepared. Again, direct opposite of the other person. The constant reminding that it's the free public version. You almost got me to switch. Not long enough. And of course, if you go back about a year, the big thing was it's too long because it was about 40 minutes long. Small talk, they say. Incomplete stuff and always talking about the school and don't want to have to go through junk to get there. Not scared of paying, but just don't want the hassle. That came a week ago, so thank you forever who gave me that. And that is one of the things we talked about in, I think, the last podcast where we talked about having membership sites and things like that, you got to be very careful. There is a website called webmasterradio.com, and it really drives me nuts because they give you literally 30% of an interview and just cut it off. I always try to give you complete thoughts, complete ideas, and things like that. So today we're talking about, so how do you deal with this? How do you deal with likes and dislikes? Well, I come from a music and a technical and a teaching background, and for this I'm going to go back to my music business background, and that is always tell people, don't believe your press. And they're like, what do you mean by don't believe your press? Because if you believe the press, your press is either really good, and that person that gives you the glowing response that, wow, this guy is the best ever, didn't see you when you had that really, really bad day. And likewise, that person that says this person is awful, don't listen to this person, this is horrible, didn't hear you that time when you had the perfect content. So I take that approach to podcasting. Don't believe the worst, don't believe the best, look at what's in the middle, and kind of go from there. So that's just some of the comments I've got. You can go out to show notes, thatschoolpodcasting.com, and fill out the survey. Let me know what you think. So I do look at those occasionally. And next up, we've got a way for you to promote your podcast.
I'm Steve Rickyberg from Geek Cred at geekcred.net, and you're listening to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements.
All right, coming up after this, we will be talking about how to keep your forums spam-free. But I got this email from George over at the 1 Minute How-To Podcast. It says, hey, it's got an offer for you. You may wish to remind your members of the school podcast. Well, I'm not only reminding them, I'm reminding everybody. He says, but it seems to me that podcasters are always looking for ways to get the name of their podcast out. Even I went the route of putting cards in podcasting books at the store long ago. And I've got a great way of doing that. You may have already guessed, but it's the offers to give them a guest spot on the 1 Minute How-To Podcast. I've done this a couple times. It's actually kind of fun. Their how-to doesn't necessarily have to be procedural, like my how-to on tuning a guitar, but can be 4 or 5 tips with a sentence explanation each. So 60 seconds is roughly 10 sentences. So since all your members are either podcasters or potential podcasters, their show is, or will be, about something. So there's a topic they can talk about without too much difficulty. Heck, everyone knows how to do something. 1 Minute How-To is currently getting over 1,600 downloads each day, so there will be an audience listening to their how-to. And as you know, I give time following the how-to talk about one's podcast, their website, or whatever they wish. So with the investment of a few minutes, your members can get some great exposure for their podcasts. Obviously, you can feel free to mention this on your show, which I just did, as I'm always looking for guests. If I could find enough, I'd make it a daily show, but as is the case, it's only twice a week. I find that hard to believe. You could promote yourself to 1,600 people, and literally, the interview takes about 10 minutes, if that. Probably 5 if you don't talk like I do. Anyway, so I just thought I'd let you know. All you have to do, if you want to take go send an email to George at oneminutehowto@gmail.com. I'll be glad to arrange a time to record the show. So that's how you can promote your podcast. Now, last up, before we head out the door here, got an email. We talked in the past about forums and keeping out spam, and we said one of the kind of the bad news about PHPBB, it's a forum software. So this is where your fans could interact with each other on your website. And the good news is it's free. It's got a huge support network on the internet. You can find skins for it and all sorts of, just information on how to maintain it, things like that. And because of that, the nasty people that write robots that go out and post all sorts of weird stuff like Viagra ads and things like that to your forum also take advantage of that. Well, I got an email from a listener of the Musicians Cooler, actually. His name is Simon Wintz. I believe I'm pronouncing that right. Of shedmusicuk.com. Shedmusicuk.com. And he says, anyway, the reason I'm writing this is to mention how you can have a bot-free forum. He says, I run a forum at homedad.org.uk/forum. And we were getting overrun by bots. So we had to implement admin authentication, where the administrator gets an email every time somebody registers. We were getting an email every 20 minutes for 24 hours a day, since it was obviously robots, better known as just bots. We tried to stop it by blocking IP addresses, but then I came across Project, this is P-R-O-J-E-K-T, Spambot. And I would tell you that the URL, it's like behave.de/forum/viewtopic.php?t=1400. Bottom line, shownotes.schoolpodcasting.com. Or if you want, go to schoolpodcasting.net. That'll take you to our show notes as well. He says it spams your forum and tells you how to stop it from happening. So this is a website that's like, here, use us to spam your forum, and then we'll tell you how to stop it. He says, anyway, to cut a long story short, I implemented the anti-bot question mod, and he gives another rather lengthy URL to this it would take me an hour to read it, which allows you to add unique questions to your board at the time of registration. In other words, a spam bot cannot break this because it requires real human intelligence. Project Spambot calculated that out of 6,000 forms found via a Google search, nearly 1,000 could be registered by their bot. Now, this mod is not easy to implement, he says, but well worth it. I have a random question asked out of 4, at least as I remember. He says things like, what comes next in the sequence ABC? He says it's easy for a human, but impossible for a bot. So you can make it, you know, if you're a sci-fi podcast, you could make it, you know, what is Luke Skywalker's father or something like that. He says, anyway, since implementing the mod, obviously, my favorite word, he says here, mod, apparently, we have had no more spam. All the best, and keep up the good work on the podcast. Windish of Shed Music. ShedMusicUK.com. Thank you very much, Simon. And so there you go. And again, forums are very handy because one of the things you can do with your forums is you can email them, which is kind of nice. And it also is a great place to have you gather information about future shows and what they liked and things like that. If you're trying to get away from the free bot, I asked Gary Leland of Podcast Pickle, what do they use? And he uses a thing called vBulletin. It's $135, which is a lot more than free. And they want to charge you $135 to install it. Do not do that. If you buy vBulletin, send me an email. I'll install it for, you know, $20. It's a piece of cake, especially if you have access to a decent control panel for your hosting. So I'm not sure why they charge that much, because it takes about 20 minutes, something like that. So I use vBulletin. If you want to see that in action, you can go over to weeklywebtools.com/forum. And one more thing before we head out the door. We got a new promo for you. Hi, this is Dave Jackson, and like a well-oiled machine, your body is the perfect engine. However, if you put the wrong food into it over a long period of time, you're going to face significant consequences. I know, because I have. Are you like me? You're just too busy to exercise, just too much life in the way? Maybe you're thinking about buying that new latest diet pill that's supposed to erase, block, and dissolve fat and make you thin in just a few days. Order now! Look, it's time to face facts. There is no pill that works in a healthy way with long-term benefits. It's up to you. I'm going to lose 25 pounds, and I'm going to show you how. You can watch and listen to me on the Logical Weight Loss Podcast at logicalloss.com. If I can do it, so can you. Live right, lose weight, live long. It's really that simple. Logical Weight Loss Podcast at logicalloss.com. Come on, you can do it. Yes, you can. So that's the new podcast for me. Basically what it is, hey, I was going to lose some weight, and I said, well, if I'm going to lose weight, I might as well podcast about it. Right? So that's the new one for me. LogicalLoss.com. And that's going to do it for this one. And, you know, being here in the States, we have a holiday next week called Thanksgiving, where we kind of remember how the country was founded and other things. And we basically want to take time and just give thanks for all the great things in our life. And I want to take this time to really thank you. Even the people that leave, you know, their dislikes on my survey, I really do appreciate that. I really, keep in mind, folks, this is a customer service thing. People that take the time to leave you ways that you can improve, you got to embrace those in some ways. Yeah, I said ignore those and remember the best, but to a certain extent, the great thing about negative comments is it's somebody giving you the ability to change something that would make them like the show even more. Because with customer service, at least, most people do not give you the option to... they don't give you any negative feedback. If you think about it, you go to a restaurant, you don't like it, and they go, how was everything? And you go, fine. And then you leave and you never come back. So at least if you get a negative comment, it's something that you go, should I look into this? Okay. So just another thought on negative comments on your surveys, on your blogs, on your forums. We talked about forums. Yeah, you're going to get negative comments on your forums probably too. So... hey, thanks for tuning in. I am Dave Jackson from theschoolofpodcasting.com. Come on, check us out, schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're looking to start a podcast or take yours to the next level, would love to have you come on board so I could be your personal podcast coach. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Our phone number is 888-563-3228, courtesy of podcastingvoicemail.com. And if you're looking to bypass the learning curve of podcasting, we'll check out Podcast Fast Pass. Fast Pass, just like Disneyland Fast Pass. That's another service I offer. So thank you very much for tuning in. And until we meet again, class dismissed.